Good morning. We're continuing our discussion of the halachos of tzitzis, klal yod aleph, and we look at siman aleph. And we were talking about the halachos of misha yakir. Now there's an opinion, there's this difference of opinion, which we'll see as we go along. If we have a daytime garment, which a person wears at nighttime, does he have a mitzvah of putting in tzitzis? So the exclusion of nighttime, does it mean any garment worn at nighttime, or means night garments versus day garments? So if I would have a night garment of four corners worn during the nighttime, everybody agrees that there's no mitzvah of tzitzis. If I have a night garment of four corners and I happen to just go to sleep in the middle of the day and I put that on, I have a robe which has four corners on it, or it has a slit in the back, so it has a square edge on the bottom and the front, the two in the front, and then it has a square edge on the bottom of the slit in the back. If the slit is the majority of the garment, so that garment is considered to be an open garment, it has four corners. I'm wearing it by daytime. Do I have a mitzvah of putting in tzitzis? Or conversely, I have a day garment which has four corners and I put it on at nighttime. So this is Machlokes Rishonim. And therefore, a person, according to some opinions, even in the middle of the night, a person can fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis, assuming that the talis katan or talis gadol is generally a day garment. So I put a day garment on during nighttime, according to some Rishonim, I'm chayav in the mitzvah of tzitzis. So, even before Misha Yakir, there is a good argument the person should put on his talis katan or his talis gadol, but he cannot make a bracha until the zman of Misha Yakir. The Chayalim continues and says in Siman Aleph, Azoyer b'mitzvah tzitzis, zoycheh b'roi p'nei ashkina. Person who's careful in mitzvah tzitzis is zoycheh to see the p'nei ashkina, v'gadol oynesh ha'mavadlo, and a person who's mavadlo mitzvah tzitzis is considered gets a great punishment. Malav nemar apostolic and Eoy lechus bekanfis oritz v'yinaru rishoyim mimena. Now some of the versions of the Chayalim it has v'yigaru with a gimel. That's a mistake. The correct version is v'yinaru the pasuk and Eoy, and the rishoyim will be shaken off from it. So those who hold on to the tzitzis, when the rishoyim brings the punishment in the world to come, so they have what to hold on to keep them safe. But the rishoyim who do not have what tzitzis to hold on to, they will necessarily fall down and receive their punishment. That's a chazal dash in the pasuk. The pach is yizoyer, but even if a person does not wear tzitzis the whole day, yizoyer shiyah lo b'shitzis b'shas ha'tfilah. A person should be wearing tzitzis during tefillah. A person should be wrapped in a garment with tzitzis. That includes Kriya Shema as well. The person who says Kriya Shema in the third paragraph talks about the mitzvah of tzitzis and not wearing tzitzis. So obviously, again, this would be quite inappropriate and insulting to Kadosh Baruch Hu that Rosh Hashanah is talking about this tremendous mitzvah and the person's reading about it and not doing it. Okay. Even a person has to travel on the road while he's traveling, so he would then argue that it's embarrassing or uncomfortable to wear tzitzis. People will see him. That's Yilbush Talis Gadol. There's people who refrained from wearing their Talis Gadol when they were diving, when they were traveling, and the Chayadim is pointing out that's inappropriate. The person should hold the tzitzis in his left hand, next to his heart, and when he says the psukim of tzitzis, he should look at the tzitzis, because it says uri semosoi, and then you remember the mitzvahs. Because she is called a mitzvah, she never uri semosoi, sharia mevia l'dayasiya. You will look at you will see the tzitzis, and v'sisem is called mitzvah. So you'll be able to do the Rosham's mitzvahs. So by looking at the tzitzis, it's a reminder to do the mitzvahs. Chabad Chaim talks about the idea of a person tying a reminder on their finger. So this is our reminder. The Arizal, Mishnah Berurah actually brings that the Arizal says that in the paragraph before Kriya Shema, Abba Rabba, or Abba Salam, that when you talk about that the Rosham should bring us the Mishalom, may Arba Kanfas Oritz, a person should gather the four tzitzis together, put them in his left hand, between the zeris and the kemitzah, between the smallest finger and the finger next to it, and hold the four tzitzis there. And then, when he comes to the third paragraph of Shema, he will take hold of the end of the tzitzis with his right hand. He's holding it now with his left hand and his right hand, and he kisses them when he says the word tzitzis three times. He's mavra aleinov, he puts them by his eyes, and then he kisses them. Therefore, there's also a minig, besides kissing the tzitzis, to look at the tzitzis when you say the pasuk harisam mitzvah. We put them by the eyes and we kiss them. And this all shows the love that we have for doing the mitzvahs. The Gro actually has a minig not to kiss the tzitzis, so you'll see many people do not kiss the tzitzis. They're basically following the minig of the Gro. That the Gro says not to kiss them. Shulchan Aruch does, and the Rambam seems to agree with that, that the minig is to kiss the tzitzis b'shas the person says kriyishma. Unless a person has a minig otherwise, like the Gro, it would be seem to be appropriate to follow the minig of the Shulchan Aruch. And the Ramah. Again, if the person has a Masara from the Gro, there are certain yeshivas that have a Masara like the Gro, and that's how a person was raised, the person would not do so. The Gro possibly held it was considered, it does not say why he was against that minig. Could be he felt it was a sort of hefsik in the reading of Kriyashma, but unless a person has that specific minig, a person really should kiss the tzitzis as he's saying that. Have a good morning.